Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that. Alice
at 97.3.
The espresso. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Turns out it's Friday, the whole day. Enjoy the good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Hello. Our Cache Creek Casino broadcast is coming up. That is the Friday before Mother's Day. So if you were like, what are we going to do for Mom this year? How about think about heading over to Cache Creek? We'll meet you there. We're going to do our morning show live that Friday morning. So we'd love to have you at that. But you can actually win a stay at Cache Creek and get reserved seats at the broadcast by entering our contest. All you have to do is go to RadioAlice.com, RadioAlice.com, and enter for your chance to win. It's an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort with two reserved seats to the live broadcast May 9th, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which includes two seats at the live broadcast, a full weekend stay at the luxury Cache Creek Casino Resort. And all the details are available at RadioAlice.com.
People can just come, though, right?
They can just come.
You could drop Mom off with a roll of nickels.
Yes.
And say, have a great time.
And then you could come over to the broadcast.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then you could, you know, what's a roll of nickels? $2 a sheet?
Sure.
Thanks,
Oh,
Mom.
I was thinking you'd drop her off with a roll of nickels and she could go gamble and you could come to the broadcast.
Oh, yeah. there's another way.
Or however you want to work it out. It works for us. We want, you know, honestly, when you do a live broadcast, you want there to be some people there.
Yep.
So if you live up there in the hills and you're like, Cache Creek, I'm going. Let's get there.
Here's a quick text as we were talking about moving up north earlier. Yeah. We moved to Folsom from San Francisco last summer, says 707, and love it. Very friendly people, beautiful outdoors, and we were able to buy a house.
There it is. Mm-hmm. But getting your foot in the door, too, that's the biggest part of it. Building equity. It's the single biggest investment you'll ever make in your life. Get yourself a house if you possibly can. Do it. And it's always going to be worth more. California, prices don't go down. Okay, let's begin with new music. We've got Billy Idol has a new record out today. Billy Idol. Okay. His 9th album. It's called Dream Into It. His guests are Avril Lavigne, Joan Jett. And do you know Alison Mosshart from the Death Weather?
No.
Yeah, me either. But Billy Idol knows her. So Billy Idol has a new record out today, Dream Into It. Willie Nelson's 77th album. Actually, I think this is like his 77th studio album because I think he has like 154 albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Oh, What a Beautiful World. Willie Nelson. And that's out today. He is 91. Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Still blooming, it's called. His guests are Ariana Grande, Scarlett Johansson, and Maya Sykes. I don't know who that one is. Jeff Goldblum is very talented, though. You see him like playing, he'll be like noodling on a piano and singing in his Jeff Goldblum the whole time voice. Fun. And Smokey Robinson has a record out called What the World Needs Now.
Mm.
It's inspirational covers, he calls it. And there you go. A couple new music bits. And now it's time to play a game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, you do what you got to do.
Okay.
So Willie Nelson, will this be Willie Nelson's last album? I actually doubt it. 91 years old, he's still cranking out albums a couple a year. So it's just Maddie's off today. He went to his niece's wedding yesterday. So it's just Vinny and Bob playing this round. And I don't see that either of you have gained any. You're both starting at zero.
Okay.
That never happens. So good luck to both of you. Round one of Willie or Won't He? What is the name of Willie Nelson's brand new album that was released today? Is it The Border, Whiskey and Wildflowers, Still Not Dead, or High Noon at Midnight? And I will say, I did just say it. The Border, Whiskey and Wildflowers, Still Not Dead, or High Noon at Midnight.
I thought you said it was What the World Needs Now. Where's that
nope,
one?
Nope, that was a new album from Smokey Robinson.
Isn't that who we're talking about?
Hey, you know what? No, that's not who we're talking about. This has a different name.
Oh, Bird on Classic. You! You and your games!
I literally did say Classic. The name. I went and looked, and it's not the right one. Let's skip that question. Neither one of you answered it anyways. Round two. Jesus, AI. Willie Nelson once, true or false? This is just a true or false. Willie Nelson once recorded an entire album inside his tour bus while high.
True.
Yeah, I'll say true too.
That is true. The 2012 album Heroes was famously worked on inside his bus and clouds of creativity were involved. Multiple choice, this next one. Willie Nelson is a co-founder of which famous cause? Save the Beer Foundation, Farm Aid, Trees for Tequila, or the American Society for the Protection of Mustaches?
Mustaches.
Okay.
Farm Aid.
Farm Aid. I knew she wouldn't get that one. That's right. I'm on Vinny's team. This time. True or false? Willie once smoked a joint on the roof of the White House. True or false?
True.
False.
It is true. He got high on the White House roof with a staff member during the Carter administration. Now that's iconic. Which of these things has Willie Nelson not done? He did all these things except for one. Starred in a Western movie, released a Christmas album, co-wrote a song with Snoop Dogg, launched his own brand of vegan cowboy boots. Which of those hasn't he done?
What was the first one?
Starred in a Western movie.
That one.
That one? All right.
I like that one too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's vegan cowboy boots, oh, guys. Fudge. He hasn't come up with the vegan cowboy boots. Oh. Let's see here. Here's another one. This is just a straight true or false. Willie Nelson's famous guitar, Trigger, has a giant hole in it from decades of strumming.
True or false?
True or false?
No, true.
True.
That is true. Which of these is a real Willie Nelson song? Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. Saddle Up, Buttercup. Two Shots of Regret and a Side of Gravy. Don't Tell Mama I'm a Rodeo Clown. Which of those is a real Willie Nelson song? Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. Saddle Up, Buttercup. Two Shots of Regret and a Side of Gravy. And Don't Tell Mama I'm a Rodeo Clown.
I'm going to say Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
You think that one's the real one?
Yep.
Rodeo Clown.
Sorry, it's the Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, which of these is a real Willie Nelson song? My Neighbor's Cat Hates Country Music. Beer for Breakfast. Whiskey Divorce, the musical, or Honky Tonk Homework?
Whiskey Divorce?
Whiskey Divorce, all right. That's where you're...
Honky Tonk Homework.
I'm sorry, it's Beer for Breakfast. And oh, by a score of 5-2, Vincenzo! El Campeon. Look at her, she's got the thing, she has it all going on. You know what? Clapping for you as well. Kisses for Bob. Oh, there she, you got a couple. All right. I almost said goodbye. Not time yet.
I know. I really also had that, like, oh, this is where I leave. Okay.
Not quite yet. We do have one more game to play.
There's
today.
There's a guy downstairs waiting for my parking spot. So he'd be like, yeah, great.
Right there, like tapping his foot. It's going to be a minute, buddy. You see him at the meeting yesterday?
That's I did. Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, you.
And then I said, hey, I'm going to leave. So you can leave. You can go move your car.
Was he like, it's too late?
No. He said, great. Thanks. Oh. I need to move my car. I'm triple parked.
I'm down there with my hazards on.
There's a whole thing going on that I did not know about for weeks.
Right. Turns out you share that spot. Camila Cabello
Yeah, what about
she
her?
She may have just joined the mockery of Katy Perry for her little ride into space.
Mm.
Either that or she's just having fun, you guys. She's just trying to have fun.
Boy, the pile-on of Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. Katy used her time as a very important astronaut to reveal the set list for her upcoming tour. You may recall she had a little, all the names of the songs written on a little butterfly page. She held it up. You know, it's all promotional.
Well, international promotion, right?
Absolutely. The world, you have the world's eyes upon you. And we did all watch. We can't, so, you know, say whatever you want. I can't believe she did, but you watched it. So there.
Well, I didn't watch it, actually.
But, well, I mean, we saw clips of it.
Yeah.
You know. Camila Cabello just posted a TikTok where she's holding a piece of paper with her upcoming tour dates on it. And in an on-screen caption, she said, "Didn't have the budget to fly into space to promote my tour date, so I made this TikTok instead." And the video is set to Katy's song, E.T. Katy, though, is not allowing the criticism to get her down. She just kicked off her Lifetime's tour in Mexico City on Wednesday night, and she brought two fans who were dressed as astronauts on stage with her. Don't worry about Katy. She's perfectly happy.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Yeah. No, I just said that.
Right.
Everyone's saying it. She's that chick is perfectly happy all the time. Just a quick update on Carlos Santana. He collapsed. They were saying dehydration a couple days ago. He did cancel one. He's now canceled another date. He is, according to TMZ, out of the hospital, but he can't perform yet. So hopefully he's home and resting. He suffered a medical emergency. He planned to play the next night and did not do it and has been released from the hospital.
I read this morning he was COVID positive.
Oh, is that so? Okay. Mm-hmm. There. Well, that would explain it. And he's old. So no offense, Carlos. But, you know, I'm sure he's listening right now. No offense to you, but you're wicked old. So it's hard on the old people, you know? They're struggling with it. I don't know if you heard about COVID, but the old people. You got to be careful of your old people. All right, there's that.
Way to cold splash of water him, though, with the... In case you don't know, Carlos, you're old.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Sorry about it. I'm actually surprised to hear that it was COVID after the third day of this. I would have thought immediately they would have tested. Isn't that the first thing we all test for now?
No.
Oh, really?
No. In fact, everyone goes, I don't want to hear about COVID or talk about COVID or have COVID. So I'm going to close my, because I also I don't want to have to stay home. And that makes, like,
unless they do want to stay home.
What I don't know will keep me, you know, out amongst the people. As soon as I find out, now I
have
to decide.
You make a good point. It's a fair point.
I'm a bad person if I go out knowing I've got COVID.
Do whatever you do. Don't test me for COVID. I want to keep playing.
It's awful, but
All right, then. I'm out of time. What do you got?
A bunch of stuff, including measles. I mean, that's not very fun. Let me see if I can. Measles is coming up.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram page and see all the pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
You know what I really like about you?
Oh. No. What do you like? Oh, now I'm all excited.
Every time we get to the end of the show, you always really pep talk me and get me into the mood.
Well, we've
for
had
the best
such a good
break.
We've had such a great morning.
I know. And then you're always like, this is gonna be your
best
gonna,
break of the day.
You're gonna crush it.
Yeah.
It's really nice of you. Always makes me feel good going in.
Yay. Don't wink at me. Liar.
Rain is possible today and tomorrow, everyone. So overcast conditions, rain is possible. And then they say we'll warm up. Don't forget the Warriors series is tied and they play Saturday
Warriors.
At 5:30. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. Go Warriors.
Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
What's something that women think is embarrassing, but men don't care at all about at all?
Something
None.
That women think is embarrassing, but men don't care about at all.
There's a list online of things women find embarrassing, but men don't actually care about. People seeing your house not perfectly cleaned up.
Oh.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
I've got to straighten up before so-and-so gets here.
You really don't think about that, huh?
No, I don't think about that at all.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't think of that, but I think
it's a weird one too. The whole
we
scramble.
No, right. It's not
Trina's
you got to do
coming.
Just pick it all up. Right, there's
it's
baskets.
Trina.
Throw
She's
the stuff
your
in there.
Best friend.
Fix the pillows on the couch.
Nobody cares.
Fold up all the throws. Clean off the counter. Maybe give it a little with the Windex. Come on, let's get this place looking spick and span.
My girls are coming. Yeah.
The end.
They're your best friends.
Yeah.
Annalisa is not going to
say get the vacuum.
One goddamn thing about the
She'll notice it
the
though.
Shoes over by the
And she'll talk to Trina about it.
No, she
yes,
won't.
Yes, she will. Can
she
you
will,
believe
she'll, no, she'll say
that Christina didn't vacuum before we got there?
What a fun visit. Good times. Mm-hmm. High fives all around.
Could you believe there were dirty dishes in the sink?
Sneezing naturally.
What? That's embarrassing?
I no, these are things that women find embarrassing, but men don't actually care about. That's maybe that goes
what do you mean,
like
sneezing
Christina
naturally.
Christina goes like this. I'm going to get away from the mic.
Yeah.
Ah! Jesus.
So
little
loud.
Thing.
Yeah.
Barely like
that's
when
the
she
loudest
talks
she
to
ever
you,
makes.
When she talks to you, she's barely audible.
Yes.
But that
Agreed.
Sneeze will take your head clean off.
Mm.
And yet, she doesn't seem to be trying in any way, shape, or form to run for a pillow.
To shut the,
you know, the
hell up, right, yeah.
Farts and burps. Men don't care about that. I do.
You know, I find that to be embarrassing, except at my house. At my house, I'm just going to make a fart joke.
In real life, stuff happens.
Yes.
But I'm not interested in the Sarah fart joke. Pull my finger. No, I don't want to pull your finger.
I don't do pull my finger.
Yeah, you do.
That's so pedestrian.
Oh, please.
I've taken it to a hold. It's called punctuation.
Your driver's license photo, rewearing the same outfit, all on the list of things women think are embarrassing, but men don't actually care about.
You know, I used to never wear the same jeans 2 days in a row or any of that. I'm like, you've really changed my mind about some of that stuff. Now I'm like, why would I want to wash these jeans every single time I wear them? So now I'll just like, those have been worn. They go in this pile. I don't have to wear them 2 days in a row, but I often do.
If you go to Levi's homepage.
Shame.
They have instructions right there on when you purchase your denim. And it says, wear these at least 10 times before washing them. It saves. It's good for the environment.
10 times.
And it's better for your denim. Yeah, look, and I'll tell you.
I wipe my hands on them.
No. I know there are a lot of people out there who put on their Levi's and go out into the world and they get dirty.
Mm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We are DJs.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a room by ourselves with no dirt anywhere to be found.
I've definitely spilled some coffee on myself.
Well,
and said,
what do
I
you
need
mean?
To go
come
home
on,
and wash
try,
my jeans.
You know, aim for your mouth next time.
First day with a new mouth. Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know. I feel like your body is shedding its cells, and I'll go 2, possibly 3 days wears, I should say, before I wash, but I'm not going any 10 days. What about, hold on, Bob, how many days between washing pairs of jeans?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you let them go 10 days?
Yeah.
How can you even, here's the problem I would have with that. I would literally never know how many days I'd worn it for. So I wear it a couple times without putting it back in the, these things are clean and ready to be worn pile.
You get the vibe.
Do you? Like yeah. They get funky, they stand up on their own?
Exactly.
They smell like butt?
Yeah, they're like, hey, wash me. Yeah. Dude.
Yo, right. Somebody scrapes wash me into the mud on the back pocket.
I'll tell you. Oh, that's a good one. Good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Shame.
I would say that the time to wash your denim is when you've spilt the coffee on them.
Mm.
The rest of the times, you're good to go. Yeah. Nothing's happened here.
I don't know. I feel like when I wear things to a restaurant, they get like restaurant food smell. Or if I'm sitting out by the fire pit, like I have like a
well,
bit
the
of a
fire
smoke
pit. Yes, you'll have a smoke smell. So that's when as well.
Like
when you pull the denim up and it smells like the campfire. You know, the campfire that you were just at. Then you know those are time to wash. You got rid of the super gross chair, so you're not even it, like the.
Oh,
those
I
jeans,
still use the gross chair.
I know,
chair
but
every
not
morning.
Normally.
Yeah. No, I use it in the morning because I sit with my arms. I sit all slumped over with my arms. I'm so tired because I just woke up and I sit like this and look down low in that chair.
Oh, this is before I get here.
Yes. And then okay. I go. Then I go into the chair that is, this chair is so uncomfortable that it makes me get up off of it a bunch of times during the day. I'll stand.
What's something women think about that is embarrassing that men don't actually care about? Scars, stretch marks, cellulite.
Oh.
Something called tummy pouches. What is that? Like just a gut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or bellies pouch. In general.
Belly, but yeah, I don't bellies. Know. Bellies are embarrassing.
Tummy pouches?
I don't know. It's just like, I'm just going to assume it's like what I've got going on under this giant sweatshirt. Oh, ye old tummy pouch. Woo.
Tummy pouch. I never heard that one. Body hair.
Well, you can do something about it if you're embarrassed about it. But it is true. Like if you find yourself in a situation where you're going to put on some shorts and you're like, damn it, I haven't shaved my legs all winter.
Well, that's a long time to
it
go
is. It
without.
Gets, man, it
all
gets,
winter?
It gets pretty gorilla-ish. Ooh. Now that I'm in the hot tub all the time, I am finding that I need to shave more.
Oh, that's nice. Doesn't There's a nice good. Perk to that.
Sure. It's great.
You don't want the kid with the drone to get
right,
video
I would,
of you
right,
with hairy
gorilla legs.
Legs.
It's like, what, are there two dudes in there?
Going to celebrations without gifts for the hosts.
Oh, yeah. No.
You guys would never think of that. I would never think of that.
Really?
I don't think of it. No.
Well, yeah, that's because you have a wife, though. And if I've got nothing, I will stop and pick up scratchers. That's fun. Those are fun gifts. Because then if somebody wins $1 million, you've agreed to split it with everybody.
And on the list of things women think is embarrassing that men don't care about, small boobs or asymmetrical boobs or sagging boobs.
No, they're super excited. That gets back to John's guys will bang anything. Like they, the whole like stretch marks and stuff, unless you point them out, a dude's just like, a girl's letting me do this. A girl's letting me do this. A girl's letting me do this. And then you start pointing out all your flaws and they're like, yeah, no, I still want to do it. It's fine. Don't point it out. You shouldn't live there in your head.
It actually is a bummer to have someone point it out because you didn't even notice it.
Right. Now you're like, oh, you're
Don't
you're
look at my... I wasn't.
But now I am. And you're right. It's awful.
A man discovered he actually bought back his own stolen car.
Oh.
A 36-year-old guy in the UK named Ewan Valentine woke up a couple months ago and realized his car had been stolen out of his driveway. It's a terrible feeling. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
It was a black Honda Civic, and he was gutted because he really liked that car.
Mm.
He reported it and did all the insurance paperwork, but the car was never found. So he went out to try and find a replacement that's the same.
Oh, he was like, I'm getting that same car.
I love that car.
I love that car.
He found the perfect match at a used car dealer about an hour away, and he bought it for $26,000. That's when things started to get strange.
Mm.
The car wasn't detailed, and there was stuff inside, like a piece from a tent, a Christmas tree pine needles, and some candy bar wrappers, like the debris that was in his car. It felt familiar.
They didn't even bother to clean the thing. They just brought, nope. And some dealer was like, yeah, I'll take that off your hands.
The candy bar wrappers were even candy bars he liked. Then he was messing around with the car's navigation and saw that his address and his parents' address were in the nav.
Oh, my God. So it's his car.
He said, I nearly crashed, mate.
Oh, I thought this was in England.
Wasn't that? No?
Mate?
They don't say mate?
I don't know. That it just sounded more like, you know, Foster's Australian.
To be honest, because I was in shock, my hands were shaking and my heart was pounding. He took it to a dealership and they confirmed that this was, in fact, his stolen car. The VIN number, mileage.
What else did he say?
I don't know. I'll find some more quotes.
Okay, all right.
Get rid of my England background, please. Okay. Ewan called the police and they couldn't believe it either. They said that, yeah, the VIN number, mileage, and plates had been tampered with and altered, but the key was the same.
Oh my God.
It was the key he had for his old car. As far as we know, there haven't been any arrests, but Ewan is still in the process of trying to get his money and deposit back from the vehicle.
Oh.
Sounds like it could be a happy ending, assuming he's able to get his money back, but.
So, but didn't he get some money from the insurance company? Isn't that what the money that he spent on the car? So maybe he feels like, because it's a stolen car has been recovered, he might have to give that money back to the insurance company.
Yes, absolutely. That's
but he's
why.
Like, I just want my GD car back. Yeah. And clearly they didn't do anything to it. It's just the same car that they dropped off at the place that'll sell your stolen car for you.
They didn't even clean the thing.
I know. That's so bizarre. Did it have those fun numbers on it, though, and one of those waggling
it
used
did.
Car salesman guys?
Absolutely. Oh, that's a car salesman.
I don't know. I'm thinking he's trying to sell you a car. What's he called? The wiggly waggly guy. Hey, come on. We got great deals on cars. Look at all the big bubble numbers on the front window.
Our text number is 800-400-3697-415. Says, Sarah, we bought scratchers as a gift last weekend for a gathering, and the host said, we're going to scratch these tomorrow. Your thoughts?
You gave a gift, and that's all that matters. And they obviously don't want to share the $1 million with you. It kind of comes down to, if you're at a big party, they have other things that they need to do. And so they say thank you and they put them down. But if you're going to like a dinner party, you whip them out when everyone's sitting around the table. You bring nickels or pennies with you. So that here you go, everybody. Let's
By the
if
way,
any of us win $1 million.
I mentioned the nickel slots.
Yes.
And someone wrote in and said they don't have those anymore. There's no more change.
I don't know if that's true. I've definitely used penny and nickel slots in recent memory. In Reno.
Oh, well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, Reno, though. I mean.
Yeah, people only have pennies if they go to Reno. Come on, Reno. That's a Reno joke. Deal with it. Go pawn something.
Tummy pouch is the skin that is unable to go back into shape, flatten out after childbirth or weight loss. So it's kind of hangs down.
Oh, the old tummy pouch. All right.
Tummy pouch is similar to a fupa. I don't know what that is.
Well, the fupa is more protrusa than the tummy pouch. I feel like they're in the same place, but they're different things. The fupa is like what your nana has. You know, when your nana has, she's got the belt around and it's just, it's like all, everything's pooled down there.
Nope.
All the things are there.
Stop.
They've all fallen down from here and these are down there.
Okay. So maybe we did ask, but we would like to stop.
I feel like you know what I'm talking about.
No, well, okay. 707 says, Vinny.
Vinny.
The irony of the hotel condom yet wearing your jeans 10 times. Butt dust, ball sweat, they're dirty. No, listen to me. I don't know where that bed's been. But number one, there's no ball sweat. Thank
you. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
Your balls never sweat? They're like the one dude on earth whose balls never sweat?
I'm not running. I'm sitting here talking to you.
Dude, you have kids. You're in the filth.
I don't... Unlike you,
whose balls do get sweaty on the regular. Thank you for asking.
I take off my work clothes when I get home and then I go out into the day, like say the skate park or whatever, in shorts or something else.
Oh,
I don't wear these work clothes come off.
Those are work clothes.
These are work clothes. These are my nice digs.
Oh, you do look nice.
Thanks. Make faces at me when you say that.
Don't wink at me.
I'm not winking at you.
I don't like it. I don't enjoy it.
LOL, Vinny. I sneeze exactly the same as your wife. In threes.
Yeah.
And my husband definitely does care. Drives him crazy. Emily, SF, Odyssey.
I try to sneeze softly. John doesn't care. It's like a grenade going off.
Oh, when John does it?
It's so sharp and percussive. It's like flattens my eardrums out. Ah!
415 says, I'm with you, Vin. Her friends don't care about what the house looks like. Probably find it weird when you poop in front of them,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's a little bit. That is kind of strange. Yeah. I don't know if Bob knows that story. Should we tell
him? I hate that I didn't proofread that one. That pisses me off so much.
It's time to play a game. Let's play a game, and then we're going to go off into our weekend, shall we? Here we go. It's time to play a game. It's called On This Day. And it's only Vinny and Bob. You guys are, let's see, Vinny 1-1 and Bob 1-1. Let's see who breaks the tie today. Who wins today's ultimate prize? This is all stuff that happened today. What classic novel, considered one of the first English adventure novels, was published first on this date in 1719? Was it Gulliver's Travels, Robinson Crusoe, Treasure Island, or Moby Dick?
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels. You want to hear him again?
No. Right. Treasure Island.
It's Robinson Crusoe. I'm sorry. Fudge. No points assigned. Which future U.S. president had a bowling alley installed in the White House after Eisenhower had the original one removed? Was it Ronald Reagan, JFK, Lyndon B. Johnson, or Jimmy Carter? Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, or Jimmy Carter?
What was the question again?
What future U.S. president had a bowling alley installed in the White House after Eisenhower had the original one taken out? Ronald Reagan, JFK, Lyndon B., or Jimmy C.?
I'll say Lyndon.
Lyndon B. it is.
I'm going to say Ronald Reagan.
It's Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah. Son of a you know what.
What major astronomical instrument was launched into orbit on April 25th, 1990? Was it the James Webb Space Telescope, the Kepler Space Observatory, the Hubble Space Telescope, or Voyager 2?
Hubble.
Voyager 2.
Hubble. It was the Hubble Space Telescope. What film won Best Picture at the Oscars in 2021? Just a few years ago, you guys. What film won Best Picture at the Oscars in 2021? The Father, Promising Young Woman, Minari, or Nomadland?
Was I not even around
for
that?
I don't remember.
Those movies are even movies.
Who says they are? One of them did win, though. What film won Best Picture at the Oscars? This is 2021. This is just four ago. The Father.
Oscars weren't even real that year, though. I know. Feel like it was
That is true. Because we were barely a year into the pandemic at that point. The Father, Promising Young Woman, Minari, or Nomadland?
Nomadland.
I was going to say that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're both right. I would have said Promising Young Woman because it's the only one I've ever heard of before. And it was a good movie, even though it was super depressing. Which member of the R&B group TLC tragically died in a car accident in 2002? You want to just yell it out?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, really? Tion T-Boz Watkins, Rosanda Chili Thomas, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, or Monica Arnold? Which of them died?
Chili.
You're saying Chili died. Okay.
Give me the other two again. Oh, it's Left Eye.
It's Lisa Left Eye Lopez, but unfortunately for you, Vinny, that's not enough to win by a score of 3-2.
One more question.
No more questions.
Make one up.
Nope.
I got this.
I'm out of questions. Bob.
Yeah, right.
Are you kissing? Are you doing any celebrations?
No, I'll win graciously.
Mm. Oh,
goodbye. Thanks for being here. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Make sure you're here all day because we've got Lady Gaga tickets before you can even, but she's a smart ass. You gotta love it. Lady Gaga tickets all day. Have a great one and go Warriors. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up
with Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.